Oh boy, we are on location. On location, baby. Y'all don't even know where we at. We know where we at, but y'all don't know where we at. And that's all that matters. Is that right? Am I right? Anyway, let's go ahead and start the show. Timbers, we are in the building. Literally, now in a building. And I got my special guest already here. If you're listening, if you're looking at YouTube joint, I got my man Tarif Knockout in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're gonna have him, you know what I'm saying, we'll do the interview at the 30-minute mark. He's gonna be able to interject if he like throughout the podcast. Actually, it's the first time for the Enigma Self Hour that we actually have the guests live in the building. Even though I'm usually saying they're live in the building, he's really live in the building. So this is how we doing it. So getting to the preliminaries. First of all, the Enigma Self Hour is powered by the Freedom Train Network, giving the platform for the voice of black folks everywhere. So, y'all make sure y'all check the array of podcasts that's available at the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com. All right? So, y'all make sure y'all do that. But again, my man Tarif Knockout, live in the building for the first time. So, y'all be prepared. Also, too, I know some of y'all tired from watching that Aretha Franklin funeral. Look here, my grandma's funeral was 6 hours. The only reason they stopped it because they ain't want to have to bury her at night. And the way of looking, they may have to bury Aretha Franklin at night because they still in there. So that's just how black folks do, I guess. That's how we do. Anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and get into this first track. My man Shem, we got the pre-orders ready for you. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up in regards to pre-ordering his album that he's dropping very, very soon. So y'all stay in tune on that. So I'm going to go ahead and play his joint, Bread and Butter, on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Yeah. Come on. Woo.
Yeah. People try to stop the karma.
Other. I never understood how people continue to resent each other.
No,
it ain't right. Don't hate on each other.
Come on.
Of course it's bad for your life.
Huh.
I'm praying to get it right. It's fight, not strife.
Yeah.
Too much ashes,
yeah.
It'll stain your life.
Yeah. Never fold, obstacles came on the road. Let them know, I will always speak the truth. I gotta go. Mama said to get some clothes. Papa told me act some old. Granny said to start to fold. I said I appreciate cause y'all the fool. Listen man, my pop's gone.
My granny too.
That don't mean I'ma quit. I'm making moves, just gotta take the tough time and switch it up.
Yeah.
It'll change your life.
Come on,
go live it up.
Yeah.
People try to stop the karma. No way. Never will I forget her.
Never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. People try to stop the karma. No way.
come up. We done lost so many wrong lives to these gunners, so I decide to keep my own nine right in front of me, cause I don't wanna waste no time. If you run up, they don't wanna see me blow. They're bitching like TNT on TV scenes, I see it through the reticle. And I be like a prophet, clean some conscience, be cautious. Obviously they talk to speak fraudulent, maybe I should just let it go. But I ain't never frozen over nothing, you callin' friends, check your X and O's. Go figure, they all in a row, so what's missing? That's game overload, there's no chilling. You know how this goes, we keep the circle small and we fly until there's no ceilings. Cut the lanes off with no feelings. They gon' think what they wanna think. We just tryna be different, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know.
People try to stop me, come on, no way. Never will I forget her. Never. It's like having breath without no butter. No butter. It's better to uplift each other. Yeah, yeah. People try to stop me, come on, no way. Never will I forget her. Never. It's like having breath without no butter. No butter. It's better to uplift each other.
Yo, some of these preachers are the ops. Y'all some perverts, man. Anyway, who's not a pervert and who is a true Christian? My man, Shim, with bread and butter. Tariq cutting up already. I can't even. Got preachers grabbing titties at funerals. What the hell wrong with y'all, man? Y'all got to chill. Anyway, let's get to this Billboard. Y'all know how we do top 10 rap albums of the week. Number one, still, Travis Scott with Astro World. Number two, The Hater, Nicki Minaj with Queen. Number three, Drake, Scorpion. Number four, Trippie Redd, Life's a Trip, still corny-ass title. Number five, new entry, Young Stoner Life, Slime Language. It's your boy, Young Thug, with the most unoriginal name ever. Number six, Juice WRLD with Goodbye and Good Riddance, which we ain't going to talk bad about him because somebody here is opening act for that person. Who knows? So, shout out to Juice WRLD. Number seven, Cardi B with Invasion of Privacy. Number eight, Triple X, Tentacion with Question. Number nine, oops, I messed up. Okay, that was number nine. Number 10, Lil Baby Harder Than Ever. Yeah, if I messed up, take your butt to Billboard and check it for yourself. Anyway. Top 10 hot rap songs of the week. Number one, Drake, Again, and Almost Like Forever, and In My Feelings. Number two, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin with I Like It. Number three, Tekashi 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj, Murder Beast with Fifi. Number four, Post Malone with Better Now. Number five, Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. Number six, Travis Scott featuring Drake with Sicko Mode. I had to feature Drake because they didn't have featured Drake, but clearly Drake is on the song, nigga. Number seven, Tiger featuring Offset with Taste. Number eight, Lil Baby and Drake with Yes Indeed. Number nine, Post Malone featuring Ty Dolla $ign with Psycho. And number 10, Drake rounded it out with Nice for What. So, what up, JC? JC viewing us from the YouTube. You see him? Yeah. Hey, Tariq was like that poster. No, he said Stetson had that poster. I'm tripping. He said Stetson had that poster.
Until
he saw the title. Move them butts.
Pause.
Super pause. Anyway, we'll go back to the next track, man. It's a collaborative. The two of the three guys on the track you're seeing right now on YouTube. So, and I'm being selfish because it's my podcast and I can do what I want to. This is Never Come Down, Enigma September featuring Super Y, formerly known as YT, and Tariq Nuttall on the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby?
The dreams. Ever, ever coming down, cause and I'm never, ever, ever coming down, cause been around a block and I done seen things. See people switch up like a sea change, and despite what I might ever go through, in the end only my God has ever stayed true. Friends backstab, old bad habits.
Ex-girlfriends telling you that you can have it. Your wife finds out, now y'all got static. Stressed at your job, kids acting all they ready. But it's told that that pressure had you laid up. Gotta remember that you gotta stay prayed up. Cause my God's not the one to ever be defeated. Gonna be there for us whenever we need it. This spiritual high, that's the ultimate way. Especially when you think about the things he done gave. Up so we can live a better life despite the stripes. Striving just to live it right, taking flight. So I'm and I'm never, ever, ever coming down, cause and I'm never, ever, ever coming down like, whoa.
I heard you rather think.
Why?
Well, I
why?
See my fame
why?
Has reached the stars. But let me give you a bit of advice. Here among the stars, it is better not to be quite so
with success on the brain, I wanted fortune and fame. Hopped into the booth and recorded for Selfish Game. My eyes wide open, I'm hoping I get on. Couldn't wait to be finally famous like Big Sean. Seeing all these new cats slip and get devoured had me thinking that the limelight was just too bright as sour. So the fear of being scrutinized slowly started stopping me. I decided that I should drift to blissful mediocrity. But my creator is giving me this gift. I fear wasting my life, can't fear I might slip. So I'm back on the mic, finally back on the ground. Praying that my Lord and Savior will guide me this time around.
And I'm never, ever, ever coming down, cause and I'm never, ever, ever coming down, cause
it's life after death, that's worth the Christopher Wallace. Hold tight to my faith with more money, more problems. As I elevate in fame, but remain God conscious. Caution of these evils, rebuke all the nonsense. Cause no soul is perfect, we all sin. I need some blessings phoned in, man, I'm talking Benny Hinn. This miracle crusade feel like one prayer away. Till I'm old in Decatur, I hope these lyrics never fade. When
and I'm never, ever, ever coming down,
cause
and I'm never, ever, ever coming down,
cause
and I'm never, ever, ever coming down, cause
The dreams.
Yes, sir, and we back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. And I got my man Therese Knockout in the building. You know what I'm saying? 30-minute mark. We're going to get into this interview. And I had a couple of topics I wanted to jump into, but some people out here want to just pop up and do stuff out the blue, so I got to get into that. Now, first of all, first thing I'm going to get into, y'all know I am a big Eminem fan. He's my top five. Matter of fact, he's my favorite rapper alive. The only one rapper that tops him, Pauls, and he done been in the ground for over two decades. So, yeah, so Eminem dropped new project, Kamikaze. Yeah, all I can say is gun emoji, gun emoji, gun emoji. Man, shooting at everybody. Everybody getting it. Everybody. Bow, bow, bow. Y'all say smart tech? Both of y'all getting it. Both of y'all. My man went at Machine Gun Kelly, Lord Jamar, Drake, Lil Yachty. Who else he went after? Man, D12 low key. Like, he taking shots at any and everybody. Tyler the Creator. Took a couple shots at him, Earl Sweatshirt. Just boom, taking shots at everybody. Oh, of course, Joe Budden, Academics, DJ Academics. I don't know where the DJ part come in at. Maybe that's his first two initials, because I ain't seen that man behind no turntables. But, yeah, M came with it. He came with that fire, man. He was hot. That's that Libra. That's that Libra swag. We try to tell y'all, we be cool. We be chilling. Until y'all get on our bad side, then we spaz out. And that's the thing about it. We set y'all up. Y'all talk smack. I cool. You may have a point. I bet. Whatever, whatever. But once we decide that we're going to let off, we let off. And that's what happened. Them been quiet all this time. Been like, all right, I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to be cool. I'm Eminem. Whatever, whatever. My man said, nah, I'm tired. Y'all talking that smack, y'all saying my joint whack. I'm taking all y'all out. I don't care. Kamikaze, for real. Yeah, that's that Libra swag. That's all day. I see it. I see it. I can recognize it. Now, as far as the project itself, I mean, my humble opinion, it's all right. It's all right. It's definitely better than the last two projects. Definitely better than Revival. Better than Marshmallow's LP2. I would put it in his middle tier. Now, the first three projects, I think, are solidified as his best album. Slim Shady LP. I ain't gonna put Infinite in there. Slim Shady LP, Marshmallow's LP, Eminem Show. I think solidifies his best three projects. Boom, that's it. They ain't going to move. They ain't going to change. It is what it is. I said his bottom three, the worst projects, of course, Revival, super trash. As a fan, I say it. Marshmallow's LP, 2. I don't know why the hell he did that. Trash. And Relapse. You know what I'm saying? Which I understood Relapse, but yeah, it was a lot of stuff he could have did without Relapse. Now, the mid three, or what was two, would be Recovery and Encore. Now Encore, the first half, classic. Second half, boo boo. And I think with Recovery for me, I think it was dope because he came back, you know what I'm saying, after Relapse, after the drug stuff or whatever. And I think it was a new Eminem. He was trying new stuff out, new approaches or whatever. It wasn't as great as his initial stuff, but it's probably the best project he had put out since that era, I think, with Recovery or whatever. But I think Kamikaze was, in this era, probably, you know what I'm saying, the best project he'll put out since then. Definitely, like I said, better than the past two, better than Relapse. I think it's probably the bottom of that three. Don't think it's as good as Recovery. Don't think it's as good as Encore. Just because Encore first half was so strong with, like, Yellow Brick Road and Toy Soldiers and Mosh, you know, all those joints or whatever, I don't think it's as strong as those, like, songs. But, you know, Relapse, all right. It's all right. It's all right. But I think this project is better than Relapse. It's more solid. He got a couple of – he got chill with the relationship joints. Like, he ain't with Kim no more. We don't really care about that. Chill out. You in love with a chick and you a crazy ex-boyfriend. We get it. That's played out. Chill. He got a lyrical joint. He killing it lyrically. That's the one thing I was missing on the last project. Last project, his lyrics was starting to get whack, and that's when it was like, yo, what the hell? He came back lyrically. He was strong. Coming to beat selection, it's Eminem on trap beats, basically. I mean, he literally got Mike Will made it throughout the project. So it was literally trap beats, you know what I mean? But he wrote the beats. He did all right. If you don't like that, if you want M on, you know, Dr. Dre joints or Boom Bap joints, then you're going to be like, man, it's trash. But I think for what it was dope. He could have better beat selection, especially the title track, Kamikaze. That was probably, to me, the wackest track on the project because the beat was just awful. You know what I'm saying? My favorite track was the initial track. Damn, I forgot the name of it already. The Ringer. The first track. He came in just bah, 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 bah. Yo, same smart tech. Taking everybody out. yeah, that was dope. I thought that was dope. So if you don't like Eminem, or you ain't like Eminem since Eminem Show, you ain't gonna like this album. Get out of here. We don't care. I don't care. You ain't like Eminem before, shut up. Shut the hell up. Get out of here. We get it. I don't like Eminem. You're a white rapper. Shut up, man. But if you like good rapping over decent beats, that just ain't, you know, ain't Dr. Dre great, but hey, 45-year-old rapper that getting his daughter through college, it's a decent album, man. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say he back, but he definitely recovered from that bullshit that was, Revival. That was some bullshit. That's what I have to say about that. Thank you, Eminem, for just destroying all of my topics and what I want to talk about. I want to get on the Geminis, but I couldn't because I got to talk about my Libra bro. But shout out to Kanye crying on the radio. And shout out to Lauryn Hill, her clap back. Still looking crazy. I still love you. Lauryn Hill, top six. She used to be top five. I had to replace her with another Gemini. Shout out to K Dot. But yeah, she's still up there. I still respect her, but yeah. Lauryn Hill sound like a 3-year-old Tumblr user. Respect my space and what I've done. Like, you only did one album. I love you. I love the album. I do think you're one of the dopest MCs ever, but it was one album. You was halfway rapping. But I do want to really get into, apparently is a hot topic, you know what I'm saying, in my city. There was a rapper. I know the rapper. I went to school with him, actually. He was on Facebook, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. And he decided to bring up the age-old who and why. Are y'all hitting me up? I don't know why people text me and want to tweet me and stuff, do my podcast. I want to fight y'all. Yeah. Respect my space and my time. The age-old complaint argument in regards to DJs in Tallahassee and DJs putting on local rappers. Well, what do we have here? If you look into the YouTube joint, local rapper. Hey, guess what? I am king of my own domain, you feel me? But, yeah, so this is the complaint about DJs putting on local rappers. A couple names was put out. Dimp was one of them, and always using the name to get put out. TJ Chapman of TJG DJs. I can't talk. And some other folks. So I know my man Rico the Champ, he responded. He had a live joint on YouTube where he tried to give people game. Actually, TJ Chapman is actually having a function tomorrow, Saturday, September 1st, over at Goldie Sound Studios where they're going to discuss these things or whatnot. One little Facebook comment status blew the whole Tallahassee game up, which is crazy. So I'm pretty sure that artist, it's the homie, would like his attention with his music and not just a Facebook status. Like, hey, can y'all get as much attention to my music? How about that? My thinking is this. It's kind of interesting because the Nick Myself Hour was born out of this argument or situation. When I was with my crew and we was trying to put our music out about 10 years ago, came across the idea of starting our own radio show, which is now recognized as podcast, because we couldn't get played on the radio. That was readily available to play our music, even though, shout out to my man Greg, He used to be known as the intern who played my first song, played on 90.5 over at FAMU, Rattler Strike. That's the homie, you know what I'm saying? But regardless, you know, I started, we had what was called the Fire Show, which was the whole crew. My whole crew was supposed to have a show, and then we were supposed to break off and have a network of radio shows. And the Enigma Sep Hour was one of the shows that was supposed to break off as far as the network. And name of the crew is the network. Shout out to Dermo, Remy Rage, Raven October, Ski Frequency, Jay Vitti, V Baby Sways, you know what I mean? Had a whole network, Flamilia. But out of that network of shows, Enigma Sep, I was the only one that survived. That's what you listen to now. But it was birthed out of, you know, because we couldn't get played on the radio, like, boom, we're going to do it ourselves or whatever. Basically, DIY. So I get it. But my thing is this. I think what needs to be understood in regards to trying to get on is you got to invest in yourself, man. You got to invest in yourself. I mean, we got to put value back into our music, you know, because we try to put so much on trying to get on the radio. Like, I don't know why, and it's going to sound crazy, being that I do a podcast, being that I am on the radio up here at WVFS at Florida State Campus, which is where we're located right now. Don't tell nobody. You don't really need the radio like that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's difficult to get on, but you don't really need it like that. Like, go out there and get your music and put your music out. But also, too, my thing is, man, put value in your music. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying this to take no shots at nobody. People gonna do what they do. But when it come down to it, and basically to bounce off of it, you know what I'm saying? This is my man Rico, and his response, you know, he's saying like, yo, this is how you get on. You got to have a bag, this, that, and the third. And I get it. I understand that, yeah, money, you got to spend money to make money. My thing is this. Don't sit here and thinking you got to put money to people. You got to pay your way through and not get paid. You know what I'm saying? Put value in your music. In regards to, like, paying to perform, and again, I ain't taking shots at nobody. I respect any and everybody that's doing their thing. But, bro, when you perform and you putting these songs together, these music together, as an artist, you got to put value on that. But too many times we went to this 50 Cent route of thinking we got to put music out for free on some drug dealer tip. Oh, I give you. And now the people don't have a value for the music. Man, you got to put value on that. If you want to sit there and spend time writing these songs, putting these flows together, putting these ways together, you pay for the beat, you pay for the production, you pay for the recording, you pay for the engineering, you paid, if you're going old school and you paid to get the CD pressed up, you're going new school and you paid to get your songs on streaming apps and all this other stuff, bro, if you come to somebody and be like, look, give me $5 for this, don't be ashamed to do that. And also, too, if you performing, dog, that's a service. You put in energy. You put that together. You shouldn't have to pay somebody $1,000, $500, $200 to perform. Nah, and Rico even said it. Man, put some money into buying out the venue. Now, he was saying the moon. I won't even go that far as the moon. I'm pretty sure it's cheaper venues than that, smaller venues than that, and yet you ain't really got to pack out. But still get your money back. But do that and get money back through people coming in. You put in $100, $200, maybe do a little smaller venue. You know what I'm saying? Getting up people to come in and make your money back. But then you get your money and they value your performance versus you paying somebody to perform. Because you got to understand, like, when we perform, we are doing a service. As rappers, as artists, we are doing a service. We got to put value on that. But too many times we sit here and think, oh, we got to pay somebody to get access. No, especially in 2018, it's too much access. you got the internet, you can get around and get your name out without having to say, I'm going to pay $1,000 to get put in front of Rick Ross for 2 minutes. Well, you could do $1,000 and do 5 shows at Everett, even though you got the Wilbury. Yeah, 501. I'm pretty sure you ain't got to break that much money. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe, I think Tarif knows. We're going to get into that. But it's about time for his interview anyway. But so you ain't even got to go to those venues. You know what I'm saying? There's many venues. Or you can just build your venue, man. You know, go to a street corner. Do an old school, true hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Bring people in. As artists, we got to go back and put value on what we create and stop thinking we got to put it out there for free, because that's the problem. That's why we got so much trash now, because people don't value the music. So now you got artists that don't value putting in music because they figure, well, why would I put in work trying to put words together, put songs together, song structure, and people ain't paying? I might as well go in like little monsters on Thank you, JC. Not gonna go back on and go to sleep. Like little monsters on Sesame Street. You know, yep. That's what they sound like. They rap. Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna rap like that if you ain't gonna pay for my music. But if I'm sitting here and I'm putting songs together and I'm structuring my music and putting time and effort and putting my song together, man, pay me. Straight up. Pay me. But it comes down to us as the rappers, as the creators, to put value on what we creating and not just putting it out there for the sake of, you know, just putting it out there. Yeah, we need exposure. Yeah, we need people, but you got to find ways. You got to be creative and find a ways to get people to get to your music, but don't take away the value. But we done did that for so long that, you know, now ain't no value. That's why it's harder for us to go to somebody, oh, you rap? And they don't really care, because if you ain't signed and they figure ain't no money behind it, who cares? So we got to put value back on that. But I went over my time, so I'm trying to get back to the real time, to who it's really about right now. And speaking of value, I told y'all last week, and I went and got Disney, the mouse, and came up from Orlando, said, hey, bro, at least for this Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? We want a piece of the pie. We want a piece of that Tarif knockout pie. So without further ado, got Tarif knockout in the building. Y'all give it up, man. Give it up to my man, Tarif knockout.
Appreciate you, bro.
What's going on with you, man?
No, we up in here. Happy to be here.
No doubt.
Supporting, what is episode 6?
Episode 6 of the new Nick Myself Out.
Yeah.
I don't know how many episodes I did with those. I want to know, first off top, like, niggas acting different. niggas looking at you like a bag of money now. You know what I mean?
I'm getting random messages wanting to people I ain't talked to asking for tickets to shows. hey, cousin. It's funny, though, bro, but it's cool.
Yeah,
but, you know, I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm preparing myself mentally. And it's only getting started, though.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny, bro. Niggas acting different, though.
You know what I was thinking, like, we was out and about, and I was even trying to, I guess, catch myself as being like, because off top, well, I told you off top when I first heard the song, when you first dropped it, I was like, this is going to be that. I feel like a prophet. I called it, you know what I mean? But then also, too, because I think the real thing, and it's still even surprising, and kind of go back into what I was saying about the whole Tallahassee thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got the license, the ESPN licensing.
Right.
Which is, like, huge. That's close to being signed, you know, even though I would assume it's kind of sort of a temporary thing. Is it really just the just that one game?
Right, yeah, the licensing agreement is for one game.
Okay.
It's a one time, but it's a re-air can go all the way.
Yeah.
So it's from September 3rd, 2018 to September 2nd, 2019.
Nice.
And that's, you know, that's a whole new avenue as far as licensing agreements that, you know, most people even know about.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's not even on the radio. But like, what? That's a quick way.
Right.
TV show or commercial? Which one would you rather have?
Right.
At this point, focused on the wrong thing.
Right. Exactly.
Because even though, like you said, we on the radio or the radio is the goal, that's not really the goal anymore. And I think people lose focus of that. The music industry is going to keep evolving, and it's evolved to a streaming and online view. I know personally, I don't really listen to like the local radio in a sense. I do listen to
V89. I was
about to say, I tap in. You know, as far as the average consumer, they're going to Spotify, they're going to the iTunes to purchase to listen to their music.
Right.
They don't listen to the radio as much anymore. Is you know, it's the irony of it that, you know, we're on the radio.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Right.
That's just what it is, you know. So, you know, that opportunity came with ESPN, and it just, like, still blow my mind, bro. Like, it's something I look at, like, every day as a goal. And that was a dream of mine. Like, when I did the song Lethal Simplicity, it was like, yo, I love College Game Day. So, like,
right.
I see myself being there. And then, like, to actually see myself in that moment, and then for it to happen,
right.
it blew my mind, bro, because it was like legit a dream I had.
Right.
And to see an actual real dream come true, like a lot of people grinded this shit for years, bro, and they don't get a chance, an opportunity like that.
Look at that one. Never had a chance. But, I mean, the thing about it, I had the same vision, too. It was like, when I heard the track, it was like, that one joint, you know, war coming
from
that. Like, I can see, like, the whole student section of Florida State, like, and then even with the video of the Florida High game.
Man,
like,
that was
the one line.
Everybody got crunk on.
Right.
That just happened.
Well, and, this is what I want to know. Like, what made you come to the airline? Like, what was it? Because I don't think I heard maybe more of the national championship being recognized as the natty.
Yeah.
But the term war daddy,
yeah.
I was like, it's so hard.
Right.
But I was like, I would have never thought of that, nor have I heard that. So where did that line come from?
Basically, like Coach Taggart, once he came along,
that's
Lethal Simplicity started from that. His initial press conference from when he became head coach, that was in his opening presser. They asked him, what can we expect from the offense? And he said Lethal Simplicity. And one of the, you know, the reporters asked, can you, like, go further into that? Like, what do you mean by Lethal Simplicity?
Right.
And he basically broke down what we expect to see from the offense. You know, it's going to be fast, quick, everything. And I just love, like, his whole message from the beginning. And the war daddies, you know, he said he's looking for, you know, for badasses and war daddies on the recruiting trail.
Okay.
So war daddy, like a southern slang term for, like, just a really good football player,
right.
Like a house.
Right.
Like he looking for some, he looking for some ghouls to come
right.
in here. You know,
wild dog, wild hawks.
Yeah, basically that's what it was. So you know, he looking for dudes like that. You know, to come back and bring that swagger, and you know, that war daddy line just kind of stuck with me. And now I was sitting there writing. When I went to Dos Crib, shout out Dos Zackies.
No doubt.
We had the cook up session as he calls it, and I presented him with the idea of what I was trying to do. This was like months ago before the song even came out. And I was basically kind of just like freestyling there and writing to the song. And I had the first couple bars. And then he sent me the final copy. And I came back home. And I was just sitting there. And I was like, bunch of war daddies coming for more natties. And then the beat like stopped and it just came back in. I was like, oh, shit, bro. I was like, damn, I just said that?
Right.
So then I just kept, like, going back at it, and, you know, just made sure I had got the flow down. And then, you know, I didn't know it was going to resonate with people at the time.
Right.
I knew, like, because I'm just writing it, and I'm like, yo, this line, that's a dope line. Like, to me, it was a dope line, and I people was going, like, that's, when I see people now, it's like, yo, that's their favorite song, that's, like, the one
the
they reference
point,
to.
Yeah,
and then, like, tonight at Florida High football game, Coach Taggart there to watch his son, and somebody tagged me on Twitter. Ginger, I think, shout out Ginger, FSU Twitter, I think she tagged me in the video.
Yeah.
And Coach Taggart come in, and, like, the crowd reaction, like, on that part, and they just start bouncing around. I think they scored a touchdown. Like,
right.
Right after that. It's wild, bro.
That's dope. Yeah. All right, so instead of just talking about, we're going to go ahead and what up, Single Shot?
Single in the building.
Single in the building.
What up?
What's going on? We're going to go ahead and get into the track. We're going to go ahead with what we got. We're going to go ahead. Matter of fact, I'm going to start off with 3807. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to go into Lisa Simplicity. So this is Sharif Knockout on the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
Local rapper. If it's meant to be, then it's up to me. Let's look around. As you see, ain't no I in team to save you now. Word on the street is you got some beef. Let's milk the cow. I grab some cutlery. No disrespect allowed. Man, you don't know struggle. Some nights I had them stomach growls. My girl, insecurities from all the ones I plowed. Became a distant memory, fading with chemistry. Superstar trajectory, it's really elementary. Y'all niggas stick to finger paint. I've been the one like when your finger waves. Tried to put you on, bro, goddamn you late. It's no days off, I barely took a break. Now it's niggas that I hoop with, trying to make it in music. Kind of find this amusing, they claim they sick, no mucus. Ha, I dream lucid, this lifestyle's exclusive. Mute these haters in my mentions, wanna lie, do it. Man, it's daily when I face the Kaaba. It's therapeutic, now I'm feeling like the Dalai Lama. Flipping through pages of it, freedom and exile. This extraterrestrial, I'm coming off the Scully like them X-Files. I got this world in my hand, sit back as I mold a 140-pound ball of Play-Doh on my shoulders as the summer heat's on up. I swear, did I get colder? The furthest thing from anemic real niggas since I was fetus. Yeah. I'm built for these arenas. My rap studied on genius toy life. It's so convenient. Yeah. Easy to say, I'm just a call away. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13 reasons. Parents searching for 13 reasons. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13. Yeah, 13 reasons why. Netflix, you know, watch that. Sharif Knockout.
Anyone, we're not gonna make any excuses. We're gonna go out and we're gonna do something.
This that tomahawk chop, pray our rivals flop. I bet they feel the spear after the final clock. We on the war path at the battle end, heading for that top spot when the rank is dropped. Look around as you see him, a product of dope. Florida State, Tagger era, you ready? Let's go. Chief Osceola coming through, riding renegade. Opponents running through that tunnel, be very afraid. Unconquered, I flame, bet they remember our name. This legacy reigns, it's no supreme. No gators or canes, a bunch of war daddies coming for more natties. Welcome to Tallahassee, aka the title town. And you know we run the state, ain't giving up the crown. It's not your time right now, probably never will. It's Bobby Bowden Field, so you know it's real. Underdogs on the road, coming for the side. Do something, blame no one, define the odds. Play by play with the boys, Gene Deckerhoff. Who got a swagger like State? You can't knock us off. Pack the garnet pants, that's word to the marching chiefs. I'm just a voice for the fans, no nation deep. Garnet and gold, Seminoles filling up these seats. You hear that war chant?
You know the legend, two ball on every Saturday, just feel just like a matinee. Under the lights, new chapter to our history. Florida State dynasty forever in our memory. We celebrate the victories, release the simplicity. Knows with the victory, this lethal simplicity. Look at my watch, it's tag of time. Everything gon' be just fine. We all Florida State. I am Tarif Knockout. This is the tag of era. Who else could do it better?
We back at it. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. That was 3807, produced by Kenneth English. And then, of course, Lethal Simplicity, produced by the man Dos Zakis. I think he says his name right here. Dos Zakis.
Outlaw Beats.
Mixed
well.
By Outlaw Beats. That's the bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, man. What about to say? I want to get into it. Again, kind of back to the conversation I was having earlier before we got into the interview. Because the funny thing about it is, you know, everybody, or at least the people that was, you know, complaining or whatever about this Tallahassee, they was pointing fingers. Some people typically point fingers at Demp or at TJ or whatever.
Yeah.
But you found your own niche.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In regards to, and the only sounds as, I don't want to make it sound bad, but you found your niche within FSU family, and it's a family for you. Like, you are, I can vouch that you are truly a fan, a Noah fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I don't want to make it seem like you are using that, you know what I'm saying? But you found your niche, and with that song in particular, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of growing that base. Like, how is it to kind of be... Basically, not make it because you're still growing.
Yeah.
But then not having to really depend on, you know what I'm saying, people that are considered the gatekeepers in Tallahassee.
Right. That was, you know, I was never a concern with me or a goal. Like, if I put in the work, then they going to find me or they seeing it. And, like, they, you know, they watching. Like, the industry always watching. So, what Tallahassee artists need to understand is that the industry watching. They see you. They want to see you put in the work, basically.
Right.
Like, oh, he might have talent. It could be 10, 15 other Tallahassee rappers more talented than. That's cool, but I'm not gonna let you outwork me.
Right.
Even as by myself, or like, you know, they could be a part of a team, and that team could be the one that's holding you back.
Right.
So you know, I never looked at it as a goal. Like, oh, I'm doing music so Demp can recognize me, or for TJ to recognize me. It ain't even about that.
Right.
It got to be within yourself first. You got to figure out what's your goals or why you doing it. And if, you know, if somebody doing it just to do a show with DJ Demp, then, like, you in this shit for the wrong reason.
Right.
You know, like, with FSU, you know, shout out FSU Twitter. But that's a, you know, like I said, that's a family, bro. And you know, I did Lethal Simplicity. Than that, and it's not coming out of nowhere. You know, this been years in the making, bro. Like, I put out mixtapes on that field back in 2011, 2010,
right.
Getting like 300 listens, 200 listens. I did them YouTube videos where, you know, I did them tweets where ain't nobody liked or retweeted them shits.
Right.
So, like, that was way back then, bro. But I think locally, it's like people looking for instant gratification and satisfaction, like they want it right now. Or they feel like, hey, look at me over here. I'm doing this, but you're not really doing anything, bro. And it's like I think they lose focus on their goals, and they don't really understand how the music business works. They think, okay, I'm going to record in the studio. I'm going to go to such and such studio. I'm going to put this song out on my SoundCloud. Or hell, I might not even put it on my SoundCloud. I'm just going to make a Facebook video.
Right.
And then hopefully that it go viral.
Right.
Like, that'd be goals. Like, the goals is the goals is whack, bro. The game messed up. And, like, so I see it, but it's like, you know, cats say they grinding, but they ain't really grinding.
Right.
You can be in the studio all day. Oh, my niggas, we grinding, you know. But y'all just sitting in the studio, you think?
Right. Actually, again, going to, you know, with me starting myself out, like, that's what I found where my crew was at. Where it was like, we was doing record. We was getting out a little bit, but not a lot. Like, it was sounds like we'll be recording. We had no events. You know what I'm saying? People only know our faces, whatever, whatever. I was at this event. We was out here, but we weren't, like, out here. You know what I'm saying? And it got to a point where I was like, I think we kind of had that mentality. Not on people. Oh, like, somebody's going to find out. This is, like, early on. This ain't even, this 06, 07, you know what I'm saying, where going viral wasn't really a thing, as you know, I thought, like, Soulja Boy hadn't even popped off yet.
Right.
What kind of mentality that I thought about, I was like, nah, we got to push ourselves out there. It's not just making songs and things, because you think you made a fire song that everybody's going to put on. Like, yeah. No, you got to grind and put yourself out there and make yourself presentable again, putting value in your work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, set yourself up. Like you said, you got a license agreement. Like, you got to be able to handle something like that, you know what I'm saying, and be like, and have your business straight, you know what I'm saying, to be like, okay, boom, I can sign this contract, or I can, you know, do this and do that, and ain't got to worry about, you know, the producer coming back like, hey, my nigga, you want to lease that? So, therefore, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And not to get into the legal stuff, because I don't know what's what, and I don't want anybody using the legal stuff for me to be the ops. Only y'all have anything for the ops, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with you with that. Like, listen, you grind.
Yeah.
Then that's one thing. Sometimes things may not happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to. I think Jason even said that. Yeah, totally different monster between business and making music.
Yeah.
And kind of go back to when Kanye told me. Yeah, I'm name dropping. Kanye told me, you know what I'm saying? You got to find somebody that got that talent or whatever. And, like, you, of course, you got to tell it as an artist, but you need that done C or somebody who can go out there and do this and do that, whatever, if you can sit back and be a music. Or if you are a Sean Carr, you can do your music and do the business side at the same time.
Hey.
Do that.
A few of them out here like that, you know, the top ones we already know, who have their side artists as a businessman,
right.
They able to run a label and sign artists and still be at, you know, the top of their game.
Right.
But yeah, it just
right.
And that's a thing too, you know, like going back to just the local scene, you know, it feel like everybody's trying to make that, they're trying to make it the same exact way.
Right.
And it's like, it's not no method, bro. We all different. We all unique in our own way. We all here on a different path. So it's up to you as a person to find your path, and then you got to navigate through here. You know, how in the music industry, totally different than how TJ made it, TJ DJs made it, and how he discovered, you know, T-Pain, or how he discovered B.O.B., you know, how T-Pain came up and made it totally different than B.O.B.
Right.
So, and even, like, any other artist that we can name. So, I know, like, discussion like that, the panel going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't see none of these cats at the shows. And it's just like, it's two different.
That was Rico was talking about. He was like, y'all sit here and complain and cry about whatever, but when you're doing shows or people doing, you know, whatever, like, you ain't showing up. You know what I'm saying? You ain't coming to these showcases. You ain't coming to these, you know, local rappers, this, that, and the third. And I know, at least in my eyesight, Tallahassee kind of
fractured in that you kind of got, you know what I'm saying, the, I guess if you want to say the backpackers, if you will, versus the street dudes or whatever. And I think that's one thing that needs to be kind of bridged. I think on one end, you got the backpackers, you got the creatives, who ain't really kind of know how to move around, especially on the internet. But yet, have the streets or have that street connection or, you know, to the people, per se. Because a lot of the backpackers are, you know, are people that's coming from out of town or, you know, college students, whatever, whatever. But on the flip side, you got the street dudes who got the hustle. They even got some of the cheese, but they ain't really got the creativity, per se, you know what I'm saying? Or if not creativity artistically, but the creativity in regards to moving around, you know what I'm saying? I think if it was a bridge and people came together, you know what I'm saying? And also, too, like, I see more. Now, I hate using the term backpacker because I'm showing my age. Old-ass man to my backpacker in 1996. But, like, you know, we do, like, shows, you know what I'm saying? We at the Wheelbarrow. We at, you know, these other functions or whatever, do these shows.
We at these shows.
We at the railroad.
Don't nobody show up.
Hey, yo, where y'all at? Me and JC telling y'all, like, we got you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't get, especially you don't get those, you know, street dudes or whatever that's like, yo, play my music. Now, granted, we had that vibe. Like, yo, if this, if hip-hop is hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? If it's decent, you know what I'm saying? We'll ride out. But, and also, too, I mean, with the podcast, I'm open. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of people just, like you said, they kind of want to do it at one way.
Yeah.
You know, they so busy and no diss. To any radio station, shouts out to Blazing, shouts out my bros, Stess and A to the L and Elon and all them boys over there. But they try to get on mainstream radio, but it just ain't open like that for you. You know what I'm saying? But they got avenues like a podcast, you know what I'm saying? My man Backpack got Rap Fest. You got my man The Beast. He got his joint, you know what I'm saying? He definitely got it open for, you know, rappers to get on, you know what I'm saying? You got other venues, man, like, use them instead of thinking you got to get mainstream radio or, you know what I'm saying, you got to be at the biggest homecoming concert ever for you to blow up. Because you can spend all that money getting to that homecoming concert. And people going to be like, who that? And that's it.
Yeah, it's no point, bro. Like you said, $1,000 to open for such and such name, a 10-minute set where people not even there to see you.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
First of all, they don't care.
You ain't gonna be able to sell merch.
No.
Because they ain't gonna have to set up for you to sell merch after no, you know,
right,
no big concert or whatever. So
exactly, it's a waste of time and a waste of money if you're paying to play.
Right.
Especially that much money.
Right.
But anything, like, only thing you should be paying for if you're trying to perform is for a showcase on a national scene that's not
right.
South by Southwest, A3C?
Yeah.
A3C, you know, they got other, like, music festivals like that. You know, it's, what you can do a lot in the music industry.
Right.
Other than pay to play to open for, like, Kodak or
right.
anything like that.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, man. Put your shit on iTunes.
Right.
Get publishing your single.
Right.
$40.
Right. Right.
You still got $900-some to invest within that.
Dang.
Get in a car, go on the road.
Right.
Oh, so much. $1,000.
Right. Real.
Where, I mean, like, what I know I could do within that.
Right.
If somebody's like, yo, I got $1,000 for you, Tarif. Like, what you gonna do? I'm gonna get some new merch, get some shirts. So you can get your shit mastered.
Right.
And get mixed.
Right.
Where once you leave the stage, they just, like I said, they're gonna be like, who is that? And then, you know, shouting out your Instagram and, you know, your Twitters and things on live stage scenes. It doesn't work for me.
Right.
You're here. If you're here, if you feel like, oh, that nigga was dope, Just look at the fly. You gonna follow me?
Right.
They have a like that or get a business card.
Just a little bit.
I can't give out all my secrets, otherwise I wouldn't be in the position
right
where I am trying to continue to navigate.
But nah, it's all good, man. Look, this is what we're here for, man. So y'all know, man, put y'all on game. So again, shout out my man Rico. He put y'all on game. You know what I'm saying? TJ finna put y'all on game next week. I mean, tomorrow. Man, Tarifa in your game. I'm gonna try to put you on game as much as I can. I don't know everything, but I know just a little bit. Just a little bit. But anyway, we already went past the time. It don't matter, though, because we vibing. You want to go ahead and tell people what you got set up, you know, this weekend, but, you know what I'm saying, next couple of months or whatever?
This weekend, September 2nd.
Better big weekend.
Big weekend coming up. Tallahassee Pavilion. We got the Labor Day Weekend Music Festival. I'm opening for Kevin Gates and Juice WRLD. So that's shout out Yet We Can, putting that together. That's just a great opportunity, and I've been working hard for it. Just like I said, not opportunity to open. Kevin Gates, Juice WRLD, so that's gonna be crazy. September 13th, we at the Wilbury, Big Low, opening night on his tour.
Speaking of Hustler.
Yeah,
hey.
The OG Hustler.
Right.
Shout out Low. Artisan P on the bill, Intricates on the bill. I think Buster Wolf is doing maybe like a dual set with Artisan. So that's at the Wilbury, September 13th. We got the Yin Yang Twins coming up. That's in October. And then I'm like working on the album too, Local Rapper Part 1 coming on the way. And some other things too,
in the mix.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. And then also to the big thing, October 3rd. What month it is?
September. How could I forget?
September 3rd, my man, gonna be on national broadcast. American Broadcast Company, ABC, ESPN, Disney. They're going to be broadcasting my man's song. It's on the promo for the Florida State Virginia Tech game live on ESPN. So,
yeah.
If y'all like football and things of that sort, y'all check that out, man, because my man's out here. Go Noles.
Go Noles. Lethal Simplicity, Labor Day night, ESPN. Shout out those Zackies. Shout out Outlaw Beats. Shout out my man Dwayne, who mastered the joint up in Kansas City.
Word.
Shout out K Camp, who designed the graphic, dope ass graphic for it.
Word.
So K Camp listens, shout out him. Shout out FSU Twitter. Basically all Florida State who's showing love. My dog Snoop Menes was the first one who majorly retweeted it. Then they started playing it at the practices, which like blew my mind. Just seeing like the players running around and like Coach Tiger right there in the mix with Francois and Lethal Simplicity playing right there. I was like, yo. It's all a blessing, bro. And I'm just thankful for it and just gonna keep grinding, man. It's all coming together. So I'm grateful for it.
No doubt, man. It came a long ways from DJ A to the L coming to my inbox like, hey, you know this guy?
Hey,
y'all may want to holler at this guy.
Man.
And I'm looking like, I don't know who that is. Not just to find out, it's one of my coworkers.
Word.
That I've been seeing every day.
The whole time.
You know what I mean? But anyway, man, proud of you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
I'm always going to support you.
Appreciate it. Much
you know what I mean?
ATL was the first DJ in town to listen to one of my songs. I did Smallville over that Wu-Tang beat.
Right.
And he hit me back. He was like, it was nice.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You got HBL giving you props, boy.
Bruh.
You got, yeah.
That's why he messaged you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I need somebody to hear this. So, yo, HBL, listen. And I, every time I see him, bro, I like remind him about that. We kind of joke about that.
Yeah.
So that's a long, it came a long way, bro.
Yeah,
like, that was like 3 years ago almost, bro. So,
yeah.
Like, what people seeing now, like, they think it's like overnight, bro. Like, ain't nothing overnight.
No, definitely. I can attest. Definitely not overnight. Not overnight, but I'm proud of you.
Hey, thank you, bro.
And I'm glad we can kind of do the first real live joint, you know what I'm saying, face to face. Anybody that's watching, yo, it's going to be the last time. You know, so I got some more stuff set up, so y'all just stay tuned. Trying to expand this thing, whatever, trying to get my grind on. You know what I mean? And you're getting it for free.
For the free.
I'm going to start charging y'all, motherfucker.
All the viewers tuning in.
There's no doubt JC in the building. Single Shot was in the building. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was watching. Everybody's going to be watching. Also, too, speaking of, he mentioned my man Artisan P. He'll be on the broadcast next week.
Okay.
So y'all stay tuned for that. Other than that, man, that's it, man. Just make sure y'all keep spreading the word, showing love. Tag me if you retweeting it. You know what I'm saying? Tag me. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, man. Like I said, we're going to have this. It should be available. JC still here. My man holding strong.
Mm-hmm.
Team Leo. Y'all season over. No more Leo season for you. Wait for the Libra season, baby. But yeah, the recorded podcast should be available on Apple, iTunes Sunday. So you got all day Monday before the Florida State Virginia Tech game.
You got time.
You got time
before we beat Virginia Tech.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I have it on SoundCloud temporarily because they're the ops. Have on SoundCloud for a good week, but you can also get the archives of all the other shows on my MixCloud account. So MixCloud.com/NickMassell. And yeah, man, that's it. So, man, Sharif, checking the time because he don't want to be here.
Oh, nah.
I'm a nut. Your boy's a nut. Some good people around. Anyway, man, I appreciate any and everybody on the live joint. Hope y'all enjoyed this and not looking at my boy in my own living room. We up here at WVFS Studios in the production room. Hope I don't get in trouble. I may try it again. Don't tell nobody. But, yeah, man, we get off here, man. I appreciate y'all. We out here. This is the Nick Massell Hour. You got time, baby. We out the stream first. Get out of the ops. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, and that's...